Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
Each of the Lord's children is called to the work of the ministry, which is the building up of the body. We each have a great responsibility to minister one to the other. We might paraphrase Paul's teaching to the Ephesians on the work of the ministry as to prepare God's people for works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up. So rather than having a minister, we are all ministers for the benefit of the whole body. So how might we minister one to the other? Number one, by edifying one another. Edifying simply means to build up and strengthen one another. We do this by helping each other to understand the Word of God. We do this by setting a good example for our brethren by our deportment and conduct. We edify our brethren when we rebuke them for sin in a Christ-like manner. We are our brother's keeper. We edify our brethren through the exercise of faith by being steadfast and unmovable. Secondly, we minister to the brethren by exhorting one another. Exhortation is synonymous with encouragement. We are indeed to be supporting and cheering on our brothers and sisters in the faith. We ourselves are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses. We must step up this activity in the face of the shortness of time. Often the very fact of our presence at the assembly is a great encouragement to one another. And thirdly, we might minister one to the other by comforting one another. Much like an infant needs reassuring, so often our brethren are in need of the same. Blessed is that man who can recognize and meet this need. We comfort one another when we handle our afflictions with faith. We comfort one another when we have a spirit of forgiveness rather than judgment. We are comforted when our brethren walk in faith. Are you ministering to the brethren, or are you content to be ministered unto? He who is the servant of all is greatest in the kingdom of God.
Email questions or comments to ForThePoor@Windstream.net.